Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
So Rascals bring us back 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Adam Levin. Adam is a great member of our Brain Trust, the chairman and the co-founder of Credit.com. His book is called Swiped. It's an outstanding book, folks. You need to read. If you read this book, you won't get into trouble. How to protect yourself from a world of scammers, fishers, and identity thieves. Adam, tell us about Credit.com.
Well, Credit.com is an online financial services company. It is an educator. It is an advocate. It has products and services that are available to people that are appropriate to where they are in the credit system, and some very, very exciting content that actually helps people get to the next level, whatever level it is that they want to get to, for the purpose of making sure that they get the best rates, they get the best deals, and they get the best opportunities. And, you know, real quick thing, and this fits right in with the whole business theme, is that when you say the word portfolio, most people think investments.
Right.
But a lot of people never think that your identity and your credit are also portfolios.
Right.
And just as you would hope that a professional manager would effectively manage your money, you've got to be the professional manager of your credit and identity. You've got to build it, nurture it, manage it, and protect it, because truthfully, at the end, it's up to you whether your credit is a resume or a rap sheet. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's so important to take the time to learn what you need to review your credit reports, to make sure that you know where your credit scores are, that you monitor your accounts, that you get...
And be prudent. And just because you can doesn't mean you should. Let me give you an example, Adam. I recently saw that I could put the add the app to my phone, Google Pay, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which I thought that'd be pretty cool. So I went through the process, and they wanted me to give them into the system a credit card.
Right.
And I said, you know, I just don't think I want Google having my credit card information. So I backed out of the deal. I backed out. So now I just go ahead and use a credit card. It doesn't take that long. But I just, there was just something, this was right on the heels of the Yahoo thing, right? And
yeah.
I said, I just don't think I want Google to have that information about me. What do you think? Was I too cautious?
Well, I think in this case, they probably already have that information about you, one form or another. But look, I think that anywhere that we can reduce our attackable service, we should do it. But you do bring up an important point about, you know, credit cards. Now, during the holiday season, people out there shopping, oftentimes like totally crazy people, just shopping away,
mm-hmm.
that it is much better to use your credit card than your debit card.
Mm-hmm.
Now, even though a lot of people go, I use my debit card because that's how I control myself. Well, you know what? Have an adult moment. Because with a credit card, remember, it's their money.
Right.
With a debit card, it's your money.
That's right.
So
I don't.
That's
what I do. My debit card is a PayPal credit card.
Right.
See, if I'm paying effectively with debit, it's a credit card PayPal issues me that I use. I swipe it as credit. I push the credit button, but it comes out of my checking account. I don't have to put in a PIN number.
Right. But the important thing still is where you can really use credit.
It's a MasterCard. It's a MasterCard device.
Okay. Well, as long
yeah.
as the key thing is always make sure somebody big is standing behind you.
Mm-hmm.
And remember that if anything is taken out of your bank account as part of the normal payment process, that means that if there's an issue, even if the bank agrees with you, it could take them a few days to return the money.
Right.
And that's money that you might need for groceries, for rent,
right.
for mortgage,
and
for education.
you don't get points with debits either. We like the points around here. We take vacations on points.
A lot of rewards don't happen. Fraud protections are still better with credit cards than debit cards because, again, it's all
that's
about
a good idea.
The fact that their money,
suggestion.
Not yours. What
are some other things we need to do? I got about a minute left.
Oh, okay. Well, don't click on links. Don't. Just go to the real website.
Right.
The problem is there are so many links that have malware. There are so many links that take you to clone sites. If you're going to buy gift cards, get them from behind the counter, not somewhere way down the aisle. because people actually get their hands on them.
Oh, really?
Scratch off the back.
Oh, really?
Get the number.
So oh, yeah. don't take one off of the rack. Have them get you one from the behind the counter.
Yeah, and many of them have racks behind the counter or next to the counter. That's okay. Right. They can keep an eye on it.
Okay.
You just don't want the racks that are separated.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
No,
the ones that are around the corner. Okay.
Yeah. No free Wi-Fi if you're going to do anything
other
than
that.
Browse the Internet.
That's the reason I have all my stuff. I use a mobile connection with all my stuff. Mobile,
that's
mobile
a good
network.
Idea.
Yeah.
Be careful of free Wi-Fi.
Don't use the free. I agree. I don't use free Wi-Fi. Nobody's free Wi-Fi. Hey, Adam, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you so much for having
me. Give us the website one more time.
Adam11.com or IDT911. That's IdentityTheft911.com.
All right. And the sweepstakes, folks, when you go to Adam11.com, don't forget to check on the sweepstakes and see what's there. Thanks, Adam. Come back soon. His book is called Swiped. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.